Grab your wine, ladies. It's time for the 4 Kick-Ass Women Only podcast. Are you a woman over 40 who's ready for your next level, but feel like you're always faced with obstacles, negative messages, and your own limiting beliefs? If so, this podcast is for you. Learn strategies to help you transform your mindset, attract the money you desire, achieve your biggest goals, and step into the most kick-ass version of yourself. Backed by science, delivered with tough love. Get ready for your transformation. Introducing the host of the 4 Kick-Ass Women Only podcast, Coach Kathy Wilson.
Hey there, welcome to the club today, ladies. I'm Coach Kathy, and I want to welcome you to episode 8. Guess what we're going to be talking about today? Money. This is the last week of Money Month, so we're going out with a bang. This week's episode is titled 3 Practices Guaranteed to Create a Money Shift. Guaranteed. In episode 6, I talked a little about how when you are trying to bring money into your life or more money into your life, you usually think in terms of what you should do. Get another job, ask for a raise, get a side hustle, create a passive stream of income. All viable options. It's so natural to think in terms of what to do when you want to create something different in your life. But we also talked about how none of those things make any difference if you don't know your money story and how you define money, if you don't improve your relationship with money, and if you don't work on your mindset. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. If you're ready for some real powerful stuff, the real power in changing your circumstances, any circumstance, financial and otherwise, is actually in being, not doing. Very rarely do you ask yourself, who do you need to become in order to not only bring more money into your life, but keep more money? Because that's a big thing. You don't just want to bring it in, you want to keep it. And remember, success at changing anything is 80% mindset and 20% skill. In that order, mind you, master the mental and emotional before you're able to permanently change your behavior. So think about this. Do you think women who have successfully transformed their money situation think the same way you think? Do they talk the same way that you talk? Do they behave the same way that you behave? They don't. And it's not because they already have money. They thought differently, spoke differently, and behaved differently before they got the money. They studied and took on the habits of the wealthy. They worked on their mindset and created a definition for money that worked for them. They examined their money stories to understand how it has impacted their relationship with money. They ridded themselves of scarcity thinking and lack language. And then they studied the habits of the wealthy and aligned their behaviors and their mindset with where they aspired to be financially. And it was when, and only when, they left no alternative but for the external world to reflect what was going on with them internally did the money and opportunities to make money begin to pour in. The reason the money came to them is not because they're luckier than you are, or more capable, or smarter, or prettier, or better educated, or younger. Now, we won't discount any of those characteristics as being differentiators, but they are not the reasons some women are able to bring money, the money they desire, into their lives, and some aren't. The reason is that some women get serious about adopting a wealthy and prosperous mindset, and some don't. Some women commit to working from the outside in, transforming themselves first, knowing the money will come, versus other women who prefer to work from the outside in, believing the money will change them for the better once they get it. The women who are able to transform their financial situations make their internal transformation their mission. They make it their job. Now, are you familiar with the story of Jim Carrey? I know he's not a woman, but he's a really good example of what I'm about to talk about. You may have heard of his story. So, if you have, just bear with me because I'm going to tell it again. Now, Jim Carrey grew up so poor that at one time his entire family lived in a van that was parked on a relative's lawn. He worked in a factory after school, and after dropping out of high school, he moved to Los Angeles. In 1990, Jim Carrey was a poor, struggling actor. So one night he drove his beat-up Toyota up into the Hollywood Hills. and he looked down over all the lights and he envisioned himself as a wealthy, successful actor. He made a decision that that's what he was going to be, and he had that vision in his head. And then he wrote himself a $10 million check for quote unquote acting services rendered. And then he kept that check in his wallet, and he saw it every time he took out his wallet to pay for something. In 1995, he got chosen to play the role of Lloyd Christmas in Dumb and Dumber. His pay? $10 million. No lie. His external world finally reflected his internal world. Why? Because he left no alternative but for that to be the outcome. Now, before I go on, I want to make sure you understand what your mind does to you when you hear stories like that. It gets excited at first, motivated, inspired, like, that's awesome. I'm going to do that too. But then it begins to create separation. It creates that separation so you don't have to do anything different, so you don't have to be uncomfortable or take a risk or step into your true power. And so you don't have to consider that you can do it too. And separation starts with, yeah, but that could never happen to me. Yeah, but that was just luck. Yeah, but I don't know how to do that. Yeah, but. And your mind right now might be saying something like, yeah, but he's Jim Carrey. Who am I? But at one time, Jim Carrey wasn't the Jim Carrey that you knew. Jim Carrey was you. His circumstances may have even been worse than yours. He was just a guy, unknown, struggling in his career, struggling in his finances, dreaming to be an actor, wanting more money and a better life for himself. Now, what may be the biggest difference between you and him is that he actually made a choice. He made a decision about his financial future. And the root of decision is sis, means to cut off all other alternatives. He made a decision that he was going to be nothing except a multi-million dollar earning actor. And he cut off all other alternatives for his future but that. But you know what? It's the same choice that you have the power to make at any given moment on any given day. Jim Carrey understood that he had to work on himself, his internal world, before his external world would truly change. Now, if you want or need more money, you have to begin to shift from the inside first. You can't always control your external circumstances, but you can always control your internal environment. So today we're going to be talking about three practices that are guaranteed to shift your internal environment so you can position yourself to bring more money into your life. And you know what? I'm going to go over those three practices right after this message. Hey ladies, let me ask you something. Are you tired of saying I can't afford it? Tired of debt? Tired of wanting more money? Tired of struggling with your finances? Tired of not making enough money to live your life the way you want to live it? Are you worried that your money situation will never change? If so, then I've got something for you. This month, I'm launching my Money Mindset Mastery course. The Money Mindset Mastery course is designed to help you create the foundation that will allow you to achieve your financial goals. It includes 7 power-packed modules that I guarantee will transform your relationship with, your mindset around, and your ability to make more money. Now, one thing you may not understand is that having the money you desire has far less to do with what you are doing externally than what's going on with you internally. You first and foremost have to develop a mindset that is in alignment with the money you desire. And the fact is, if you have struggled to bring the money you desire into your life, you may have $1 million dreams but a $1,000 mindset. But you can change that. So if you feel like you've been struggling for too long to have the money you desire, and that you've tried everything but nothing about your finances really changes, then check out the Money Mindset Mastery course. Now, I only launch this course once a year, so if you're ready to get serious about your money, now is the time. Whatever your financial goals are, the Money Mindset Mastery course will get you on the path to achieving them. It's time, ladies. It's time to stop talking about how much money you want and make a commitment to yourself to actually having it. Make a commitment to your financial freedom. Enroll in the Money Mindset Mastery course today. Welcome back, ladies. So I'm about to go over the three practices that are guaranteed to create a money shift. And yes, I said guaranteed. I've said it several times, but I just want you to know I do not throw that word around lightly. But before I share those practices with you, there are two catches to these practices, all right? There are two catches. One, you have to work at these practices like a job. This is not a joke. These are powerful practices and they will create a shift. But you have to treat it like it's your job, like it is your focus. Like, I'm going to do this every day and make sure that I am consistent and committed to these practices. And two, you have to believe in the practices. You can't half-ass it or half-heart it, or you're not going to see the results that you desire. You can't go into it thinking, oh, well, I'll do it and see what happens, you know, whatever. You have to commit emotionally and mentally to these practices, all right? So the two catches are, you have to work at it like a job, you've got to be committed to it, and you have to believe in the practices, which means you have to commit to them wholeheartedly and with all of your mind. Now, these practices are just like anything else. You're only going to get out of them what you put into them and nothing more. And here's the other thing. If you're only going to do it to prove me wrong, you know, to be able to say, well, Kathy, I did it and you see it didn't work, then just know that going into it, that it's not going to work because you've already set it up that way. You have to have an open heart and an open mind and the willingness to try something different and something that may be out of your comfort zone. Now, I want to make sure that you're clear on those things before I jump into the three practices. Are you clear? All right. So you're ready to create a money shift in your life, correct? All right. So let's start with practice number one, money mantras. You probably spent enough time saying negative things about yourself and your money situation out loud and to yourself. So now it's time to put in place some money mantras. These are positive affirmations that you say over and over throughout the day. You have to feed your mind positive stuff from yourself. You have to intentionally override your normally negative thought and speech patterns, your lack language, in the area of money. Money mantras are effective at this. Now, let's talk about the science behind these mantras. First, your mantra allows the brain to release positive energy that offsets the negative energy and stress. And here's the other sneaky thing about mantras. If you say your mantra in a rhythmic way, the same way over and over again, it has a similar effect on the brain to NLP. Now, NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming, is a method used by psychologists, coaches, and other practitioners to bring about changes in the thoughts and behaviors of their clients so that the clients can bring about their desired outcomes. In this case, your desired outcome is a positively transformed mindset around money and a vastly improved money situation. Now, I find that it's most helpful to use my mantras when the old negative thoughts about money start creeping up. I also use my mantras when I feel myself beginning to worry about money. For example, I'll hear my mind telling me, you're never going to be able to make that amount. And in that moment, right, if you say something similar in that moment, you can use a mantra that might sound something like this. My ability to attract and earn money is unlimited. My ability to attract and earn money is unlimited. My ability to attract and earn money is unlimited. Do you hear the rhythmic pace of that? But that's also a great money mantra to offset those negative thoughts. Now, you want to have a mantra prepared for those moments, and you want to say that mantra as many times as necessary until you feel your energy shift. But mantras aren't just used for stressful moments. I say my mantras in the morning for sure and throughout the day over and over. The bottom line is you need to give yourself a different message than the one you've been giving yourself around money. So number one is money mantras. The next practice, number two, is your money manifesto. Now, this is actually my favorite. A manifesto is what I define as a written visualization. You write out what your financial life will look like within a certain time frame. I suggest a year to start. How much do you see yourself making? What is the exact number? And by when? How is the money coming to you? What are you doing in order to make this money? Did you find your dream job that pays you exactly what you desire and deserve? Do you start a business, create a side hustle, another stream of income? What are you doing with the money? Are you paying your bills in full on time, helping family members, giving to a charity of your choice, saving for a home? And how do you feel? Joyous, confident, competent, excited? Now, the key to the manifesto is to write it in the present tense and not the future tense. And do not use I want, like I want to make this amount of money. Remember, want is lack language. Present tense language, on the other hand, allows for you to visualize and create the feelings that you are experiencing what is in your money manifesto right now while you're reading it. And that has a far more powerful effect on your brain and on your mindset. You also want to make sure that your money manifesto is specific. It's not good enough to say, I am making way more money by December 31st. You must settle on a number. And here's the deal. It doesn't matter if you can see exactly how you're going to make that number right now. Just find a number that works for you, a number that you can believe in, but stretch yourself. Don't just make the amount of money that you feel comfortable with, because that's, you know, you don't need anything for that. But stretch yourself. What's this dream number that you want to make in the next year? The more specific your manifesto, the easier it is for God or the universe to bring you what you want. Now, here's a very, very abbreviated example of how your money manifesto should be written. I am making X amount of money by X date through doing X. I am so grateful for this money and the opportunity to work with the people I enjoy in an environment that uses and values my gifts and talents. I am able to pay all my bills in full and on time with more than enough money left over to live the life I desire to live. I am so grateful I get to travel 3 times a year to anywhere in the world I choose, traveling first class. I am able to give X amount to charity and volunteer my time with X, and so forth and so on. You get my drift, right? You're basically calling your future life into your present. Now, again, that was just an abbreviated example. My money manifesto is one full page typed out and laminated, and I have 2 copies. I keep one by my bed and I keep one in my planner. The keys to your manifesto are: it must be written out in the present tense and it must be specific. And you must read it at least every morning and every evening. And if you want to read it more often, then do so. The more, the better. The more you can get yourself into that state of excitement about your life, the better it is. Now, here's a power tip to amp up the power while you're reading it. Feel it as though it is happening and you are excited about it and grateful for it. Read it as though you are really reading about your present life. It should be emotional, and you should be able to see yourself in it like a movie. Let me tell you something. There are times when I read my manifesto and I have tears. I can feel tears running down my face. Now, a manifesto is really just another form of prosperity language. Remember, we talked about lack language and prosperity language? Well, your manifesto is just another form of prosperity language. A money manifesto is affirming in the present what will be received in the future as if it is already here. All right, now your last practice, number 3, is a money meditation. Now, meditation in general is a great practice for anyone who wants to live more mindfully and less reactively. Meditations are helpful in slowing your mind down so that you can be more aware of and in tune with your thoughts, your emotions, and your behavior. My own experience with meditation was transformational. Now, my mind used to race, and I fought meditation for years. I thought it was just for the earthy, crunchy yogi people. Again, that was separation for me, right? It wasn't for me, it was for them. And my identity did not allow me to see myself as someone who would meditate. I used to roll out the excuses. I can't sit still. I can't calm my mind. I fall asleep when I do it. I don't need it. It's not for me. But I finally reached a point in my life, around my financial situation especially, where I was willing to try anything to get a different result in my life. I got fed up, which is often where people have to get. They have to experience so much pain that they're willing to do anything to change their situation. So I tried it, and I really committed to it. And I found that guided meditations work best for me. Deepak and Oprah is the app that I use. And I stuck with it every morning. And here's the deal. I don't know how it happened, but one day I was sitting in my office and I just felt calm. My mind wasn't racing. My anxiety lessened tremendously. I felt peaceful and I was much more focused. And those results are important when you're working to bring more money into your life. You have to be able to tame your emotions around money and separate your identity from the money and your money situation. Now, meditation can also help to reprogram your unconscious mind. Now, it's your unconscious mind that holds your deepest beliefs about money. Your unconscious mind holds your money wounds, your limiting beliefs, and your shame around money. You have to address those things before you can not only bring more money into your life, but keep the money. You can't feel bad about yourself and money and hope to attract more money into your life. It just doesn't work that way. So to get in alignment, you have to deal with your emotions around money. And meditating is the ultimate practice for that. As with other practices, your money meditation is something you listen to every morning before you get out of bed and every night before you fall asleep. So let's recap the three practices. They are money mantras, your money manifesto, and your money meditation. Now, my suggestion, if you're thinking, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to take all this on, is that you commit to it for 30 days. 30 days. You can do it. I know you can. Open yourself up to the possibility that these practices could be the doorway through which you walk into a brand new money situation for yourself. Because it could be. You just have to open the door. And I promise if you do it, if you really commit to it and not just go through the motions, you will see a powerful shift in yourself and your money situation. Now, last but not least, before I get out of here, I want to say one more thing about being versus doing. There are plenty of people who bring money in, who get out of debt, who change their money situation, who make more money, but because they have not shifted who they are, they have not shifted their being, their mindset, they revert right back to where they were, in debt, struggling, living paycheck to paycheck. I'm raising my hand because I told you this. I'm one of those people who kept cycling through debt over and over again. I could not sustain my good financial situation, just like a lot of people cannot sustain their wealth. Think about professional athletes. A lot of them come from situations where they are financially impoverished and then they make millions of dollars. And I'm talking about 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 million dollars over the course of their short careers, because most of them are retired by mid-30s. And then within 2 to 3 years, over 70% of them are in financial trouble. Like, how do you spend all that money? What happens to it? What happened? They never became somebody different. They still had that impoverished mindset, yet they just were given a lot of money, but their money situation was always going to go back to match their mindset. That's because there was never a true shift in who they were. They've only changed on the outside. Their situation has changed. You have to shift who you are in order to be able to step in and into a new reality in any area of your life. You have to shift who you are. All right, that's the show for today. Are you ready for your guaranteed money shift? And I hope so. I hope so. So if you like this week's episode and you don't want to miss another one, make sure to follow, subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Also, I want you to check out the show notes page. Open enrollment for my Money Mindset Mastery course is open now. It's an open enrollment. It's like college. Enrollment for my Money Mindset Mastery course is open right now. So click the link in the show notes so that you can learn more about the course. I'm telling you, it is a life changer. So Money Mindset Mastery course enrollment is open right now. Make sure you check it out in the show notes. And until next week, you know what to do, right? Go be kick ass.
That's all for this episode of the 4 Kick-Ass Women Only podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate it and subscribe for access to even more strategies to help you step fully into your power, achieve your biggest goals, and transform your life. Also, make sure to join the Your Next Level Life with Coach Kathy Wilson Facebook group to continue the conversation and engage with other kick-ass women. We'll see you on the next episode.